Good evening and welcome to A Closer Look. Did you know that the Lehigh Valley has more than 800 active and locally focused nonprofits in one of the most concentrated areas in the United States? Well, together we will take a closer look at that. What do they do? Who's leading them? And how are they helping our Lehigh Valley community? For those of you who don't know me, I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and I am Air Products Director of Community Relations and Philanthropy. And every day, the Air Products Foundation supports programs, activities, and agencies that are working hard to improve the quality of life, to help our friends and neighbors in community. I'm actively engaged with so many of them, and because of our work together, I am lucky enough to have a front row seat to the incredible work that the nonprofits do. I currently serve as the Valleywide Chair of the United Way campaign. Proudly, I'm also the founder, in partnership with the Chamber, of the Chamber's Nonprofit and Business Partners Council. I'm also really honored to volunteer with so many other agencies, including Chair of the Workforce Board, Lehigh Valley, St. Luke's Sacred Heart Board, the United Way Board, the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Executive Committee, Miller Keystone Blood Center is another board I'm on, as well as Iron Pigs Charities, Phantoms Charities, and I do a whole lot of other volunteer work. So join me. Let's take a closer look at our area nonprofit organizations. Together, we'll have keen conversations about the programs, the leadership, and how you, our listeners, can get involved. Tonight, our first guest is Dr. Terry Haddad, the Vice President of Community Initiatives and Advancement of Community Services for Children. Good evening, Terry, and welcome to A Closer Look.
Lori, it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you so very much for having me and for giving us the opportunity to talk about community services for children.
We are glad to have you as our very first guest on this new program. Terry, start us off. We know you're with Community Services for Children. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, Community Services for Children is a fabulous organization, Lori. It is a great privilege to serve families in poverty. And we do that in three primary ways. We have 63 Head Start classrooms for little bitty 3- and 4-year-olds. We also operate the Early Learning Resource Centers, which we have offices in 17 counties in the region, and those offices administer the Child Care Works program for the state, which means we provide the child care subsidies for families. But in those Early Learning Resource Centers, we also offer family services where families can get services for health or rental assistance. We also have Safe Start programs where we offer in-home and center-based programs for families, drug-impacted babies ages 0 to 3. And then lastly, we have a community initiatives part of the agency where we operate things like the Neighborhood Resource Center and the Kindergarten Jumpstarts program where we help families in Allentown register for kindergarten. So many ways we help close to 20,000 families annually with all types of family services. But perhaps the one you're most familiar with is high-quality early learning.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for that good understanding of the broad range of services that Community Services for Children does. Tell us a little bit more. You mentioned the Neighborhood Resource Center, and we know so much is happening in downtown Allentown, and we know that you and others at the organization care about the kids and the families in Center City, Allentown. Could you talk a little bit more about the program around the Neighborhood Resource Center?
Oh, the Neighborhood Resource Center is a gem in Allentown. It's operated on 6th and Linden Street. Thank goodness for City Center, who has given us the space to operate. We have Head Start classrooms operating in there. We also have an Early Learning Resource Center, which I mentioned. We have a Kindergarten Jumpstart Center, which again helps parents register their kids for kindergarten, mm-hmm. which is critically important, particularly post-COVID. And then we also have, very exciting, a partnership with Valley Health Partners where we have a community health worker. So anybody in that neighborhood can come in and get whatever services they need in a one-stop shop. And we are blessed to have City Center and many other corporations like Air Products who support our efforts in that neighborhood.
You know, Terry, like so many other organizations, people have really come together to support and to meet the needs of our families in downtown Allentown. So that's exciting. You mentioned one partner in Valley Health Partners. Are there other nonprofits that you work in collaboration with to have such success for your families?
Oh, my goodness. We are so fortunate. The Allentown Art Museum comes and provides lessons. like I said, Valley Health Partners, but Lehigh Valley Health Network. We have a Safe Start program in the hospital on 17th Street. So anytime we can collaborate, we want to be part of the community that is providing solutions. And anytime somebody comes to us, we refer out. If we have extra something, can I call Promise mm-hmm. Neighborhoods and give it to them? If they have needs, can they come to us? But we're all working together.
Wow, sounds wonderful. You know, we do. We see this throughout the community. We live in a community of collaboration, and there's a great example of that. Terry, you as a leader, as vice president there, you're involved in so many ways. Could you talk a little bit about what inspires you and your work with kids and families and teachers?
Oh, well, that's a nice question, Lori. As you know, because we're friends, I am a career educator. I started a very long time ago as a teacher. And once you get the educator bug, it never, ever, ever leaves you. And what I'm proud of as a leader, particularly at Community Services for Children, is I know that each and every day we are making a significant impact for the families we serve. Everybody in life at some point needs a hand. Mm-hmm. They need help. And we are there to help in whatever way a family needs. Come on in, and we're going to help even if you need your GED or you need your citizenship or you can't pay your rent. We're extending a hand and helping people. So that's a great blessing. So.
Oh, absolutely, what a gift. Terry, is there a story or an experience that you have that reminds you that this is exactly, as a leader working in education, that you're exactly where you should be?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because very, very recently I had an incredible experience. Somebody I had known 30 years ago, a student, reached out on LinkedIn. 30 years ago, Lori. I hate to even say that I'm that old. But they reached out and said that I had made a difference. They were a foreign student, and you made a difference. And I want to give a shout out to all educators who are working hard in a tough environment right now, understaffed, kids with lots of needs. And you're making a difference, and you may not know it until 30 years later, but it's real.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing every day you're inspired by your work,
yes.
By the children, by the classrooms, by the other teachers. That's certainly exciting. It's that kind of sincerity and authenticity that we're just so lucky to have in so many of our educators. Talk a little bit about how the community can get involved. How can we come together to support the Neighborhood Center or Community Services for Children?
That's another great question. You know, we don't have too many in-person opportunities right now as a result of COVID. I hope that changes at some point. But I would encourage any of the listeners to get involved. Find any nonprofit and give them a call and say, what can we do? How can I help? Can you bring something over? In our case, we would love it if you drop off some books. You know, when you give a child a book, you are not just focusing on literacy and sight words and rhyming words and letters and numbers and so forth. You are giving a child an opportunity to sit on the couch or somewhere with a parent, turn the devices off, turn the television off, mm-hmm. whatever noise is happening, and make a connection. And that is so important for children. So buy some books, make a call, but get involved. You can make a difference. Those things make a difference.
And you know that when a call like that goes out, you know our listeners and our community certainly respond. So, you know, as you said that story about books, is there a book that comes to mind for you that was maybe as a mom, as an educator, is there a book that you recall either reading to one of your children or one of the students that you worked with that really inspired you?
Oh, my goodness. I think I read Green Eggs and Ham about a million times when my children were small. And then I remember very clearly loving to read Alexander the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, because we all have those. And there's always light at the end of the tunnel. But anything that makes a child smile and hearing the parent's voice and the articulation and it's just, mm-hmm. reading is just so good for kids.
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, we need to hear that now more than ever. Terry, I want to go back to one other thing that you mentioned earlier. You talked about the Safe Start program, which was a wonderful program that you mentioned that meets such a need of children who perhaps are drug impacted, who are from 0 to 3 years old. Could you tell our listeners a little bit more about that program?
Sure. So we have two programs, center-based, where children come to a center for a certain amount of hours where we take care of the children. And mm-hmm. we also do parenting work with the parents, because the beauty of Head Start and early Head Start, which is Safe Start, is that it's a multi-generational approach. We know you can't just put a kid in any center or any school for 6 hours a day and expect that when they go home, mm-hmm. it's that type of work is going to carry on. So we work with the parents. So we have a center-based Safe Start program, and we have two locations, one at the Donley Center in Allentown and then one on 17th Street at Lehigh Valley Health Network.
And if I could interrupt a second, just Certainly. A shout out to Ed Donley, former CEO of Air Products, an amazing community servant and global servant. And I know he was very involved in the startup of the Donley Center.
He sure was, and boy, what a fan I am and all educators are of Mr. Donley. He's a wonderful example of an executive who was passionate mm-hmm. about education and made a tremendous difference. And then we have a Safe Start, just to get back to that. In terms of our home-based program, we have a wonderful staff who visits families in their home to do those same things, work with the children, work with the families for children who are drug impacted.
Because sometimes I'm guessing families need that. They need maybe some support, your team, to come into the home and just provide a little bit extra training, support, inspiration, ideas.
Absolutely. And Lori, that is the importance of being in the neighborhoods. We want to meet families and parents where they are. And sometimes it's the best approach is being in the home.
Gosh, you know, I think people often hear community services for children, but you've really given us a closer look on what actually happens, you know, behind the scenes with everything that you're doing. How can our listeners learn more about community services for children and all that you're doing?
Oh my gosh. Well, they can certainly come over anytime, or they can check out our website at csceinc.org. We've made a documentary, which is available online on our YouTube channel. We do a lot of social media. I would love it if you would like, share, and subscribe and become our friends. We would love to have you in the CSC family. So please check us out online and get involved.
Wonderful. Terry, any information that you'd like to share with all of us before we close out our time together?
Well, Lori, I just would love the opportunity to underline that we have a fabulous staff of 400 strong. We have great leadership at CSC. It's a wonderful place to work. We received the Workplace Award from the Morning Call, Best Workplace. And if you are looking for a job, and you have a heart for helping children and families, mm-hmm. please check us out. We have a lot of open positions, and we would love to have you. If you know somebody with a heart for helping families with young children and who are interested in high-quality early learning, please mm-hmm. check us out.
And Terry, just where would our community be if community services for children wasn't here?
Oh, I don't know. I know that we make a big difference, but it takes a lot of organizations, and I just feel extraordinarily blessed to work for an organization that does such good work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Again, we're with Dr. Terry Haddad of Community Services for Children. And Terry, thanks for taking the time to join us on this very first episode, our maiden voyage of A Closer Look. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, Lori, it's our great pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Coming up next, we welcome Anne Baum, president of Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY. Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and we're so pleased to welcome our second guest on our very first show, And that is Ann Baum. Ann is the president of Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital. Ann, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Lori, and congratulations on your new show.
Thanks. We're thrilled about it, but let's talk about congratulations to you. You have been president of Riley Children's Hospital for 15 days. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Tell us about it. Tell us about this new position and how you're involved with Riley Children's Hospital.
Well, I'm so honored to be in this role leading the only children's hospital that we have here in the Lehigh Valley. It's the third largest children's hospital in the Commonwealth, and we have over 30 subspecialties available, 2 express cares. It's an amazing organization, and I'm so honored to be affiliated with it.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, Ann, we drive by. I just drove by it the other night. I saw the beautiful colored lights on the Children's Hospital. It was so beautiful to see. And we know this is such an exciting program and service of Lehigh Valley Health Network. I noticed also when we learn and hear about Riley Children's Hospital, they talk about that kids are built differently and they need a different experience. Could you talk more about that?
Well, that's one of the amazing things about the organization. We have a child life program that is focused on the experience of a child. Receiving healthcare services is scary for anybody, but especially when you're a child, it's a whole intimidating, frightening thing. And we have specialists within the organization that focus on holding the hands of children and their families to help them through the process and make it the best experience it can possibly be.
So you're saying it's beyond, so a child might go in and need medical support. So does your child life program go beyond that and really wrap around the family to provide other emotional support?
It does. That's such a great interpretation of it. There are people trained in this skill set. So it's not just that the beds are the right size and the rooms are cheerful, but it's also that there are people that understand what it's like for a child to go through this experience, understands the stress that a family might be experiencing, and helps them through that experience to make it something that is positive, even under the worst circumstances.
Right, because they're, gosh, they're little kids who I'm sure are afraid, as are their families.
That's right.
If I were to walk into Riley Children's Hospital, how does a hospital room there look different than perhaps a standard hospital room for adults?
Well, first of all, things are kid size. So it's not a little child inside a giant bed. The bed is sized to the child, and the decorations in the room, everything is focused on something that would be familiar and comfortable mm-hmm. to a child. And then there's also plenty of room for the parents and family members so that they can be part of that experience and be there to support their child through their recovery.
Wonderful. Thanks for that. And we know it's called the Riley Children's Hospital. Could you talk a little bit about the supporters, about JB and Kathleen Riley?
Well, JB and Kathleen Riley are amazing community members, and they have targeted Riley Children's Hospital as something that they saw was important for their own personal commitment here in the Valley. They had some experiences with their own family that led them to want all of us to be able to access excellent care right here close to home.
As president of the hospital, Ann, and you know this, throughout the community, there is such a spirit of collaboration. Are there any examples of that you see, I know it's early yet, in your leadership of the Children's Hospital, that Riley Children's Hospital is collaborating with other nonprofit organizations?
Well, we have so many amazing partners from throughout the Valley, but ironically, your first guest is one of our close partners. Community Services for Children has been a longtime partner of Riley Children's Hospital, and making a difference for families and children right at those early stages around their health and well-being makes a lifetime impact on that family and ultimately on our community.
Well, and I'm sure you mentioned Community Services for Children. Again, we had a great talk with Dr. Terry Haddad from there, but there are so many other organizations I'm sure that you call close partners and friends.
Oh, so, 100%, yes.
So, Ann, you as a leader, you have done so many wonderful things in your career. What past experiences brought you into this incredible role as president of Riley Children's Hospital?
Well, there were two things that really crossed my mind as I was starting off on this new adventure. The first was retaining a network of contacts and always being in communication with others. I would not have had this opportunity had I not continued to be engaged with the people that were looking for someone to fill this role. So my advice in that regard is always keep in contact, touch base with people, build your network. When people know you and they're looking for somebody to fill a role, it really matters. And the second thing that crossed my mind was to be a risk taker. Mm-hmm. I have never been the president of a hospital before, yet I have enough experience in leadership and learning and understanding how to learn from people and then turn that knowledge into leadership that I felt confident that I could take on this new role and be successful.
Oh, so well said, and we know you will be. You referred to this new position as an adventure. Could you talk more about that?
Well, I think anytime you enter into a new position, it opens up so much opportunity to learn, to meet new people, to make a difference in the community. And this particular role where this organization and all the amazing people that work within it can truly impact the life of a child and impact a family in a positive way, which makes our community better and stronger. What an amazing opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Talk a little bit more as I listen to you just you say that. Is there a specific experience or moment? You've only been there a couple of weeks, but how did you know when you were in it that you thought, this is exactly where I want to be?
Well, I'll tell you, when the opportunity was first teed up for me, I had this really good gut feeling. And your gut feeling is that conglomeration of all your life's experiences. So I felt like this was the right thing. But it really hit me on my second day when I was walking around and seeing the units. And we went on to the NICU. And the NICU is the neonatal intensive care unit. So I saw all these tiny babies. And they're there being cared for by these amazing physicians and nurses. And these tiny babies, who in many cases just look like a baby doll, they are going to grow up and be the leaders of our community. And it gives me chills just sharing it with you right now, mm-hmm. to know that working with these team members, these colleagues, and to impact the life of this tiny child, that's when I knew for sure. I felt great about it going into it, but that's when it really hit me.
On day two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. That's great. You know, we know so many people that are faced with lots of stressors during COVID who work in healthcare. How is Riley Children's Hospital affected by everything with COVID?
Well, the entire healthcare system is affected by COVID, whether it's just the volume mm-hmm. of people coming into the network or the staff being taken ill with COVID and then having to support one another. One of the things I've observed in my very short time here is how the teams, the colleagues support one another. It is amazing. When somebody has five people out for COVID, then another unit steps up and they're constantly trying to help one another. We as a community need to just remember mm-hmm. these folks are doing everything they can to be there for us. And if we can give them a little bit of patience and courtesy as we find ourselves needing the healthcare system, that means the world to them. And it will make a huge difference in our future healthcare system.
Thank you for sharing that. In our first segment, when we talked with Community Services for Children, that was also mentioned about having patience and kindness towards educators. You're saying the same thing. We need that support and that kindness with healthcare workers as well.
Mm-hmm. They'll appreciate it. I mm-hmm. can guarantee.
Mm-hmm. As we talk now about our community, so many people are very familiar with the incredible work of LVHN and certainly at Riley Children's Hospital. What kind of volunteer opportunities are there? How could our listeners get involved?
Well, right now, there are fewer people coming into the hospital. But going forward, look on lvhn.org. There are plenty of opportunities to engage with the community. And also, think about within your schools, within your community organizations. We're here to help support in the health and well-being of kids, no matter where they are in our service area. So if you need something, reach out, contact us. We'll match up your great organization with ours, and we'll see what we can do together to benefit the kids.
Thanks for saying that. You've been there for just a couple of weeks. If this conversation happened a year from now, and you look back at the year, what do you hope to accomplish as president of the hospital?
Well, we are embarking on the next stage of our strategy to take all of the great work that has already been put in place and take it to the next level. So it's a very exciting time to explore our partnerships, the expansion of our services, the growth of those access points across our service area. So I hope to, a year from now, look back and say we accomplished everything and we're doing even more to improve the health and well-being of kids in our community.
There must be so many challenges that healthcare workers every day as they head to work think about. Like, give me the strength, give me the, you know, capacity to continue to care and work unconditionally. What is the motivating factor for you as you head to work every day that helps you do this great work?
My motivating factor is, what can I do to support these direct care givers? What are the resources I can help them access so that they can provide the best care? What is the support that I can provide them during these challenging times? How can my skill set be best used to make their lives and then ultimately the lives of our patients better? So I am completely blown away by the talent and skills of the caregivers within the network. My job is to help them continue to be the best that they can be and get them everything they need to succeed.
And we know you're going to be successful at that. I mean, you've done that with other organizations. You're certainly inspiring. I know you have other things going on. You're an author. You've published a couple of books. You do podcasts. You're everywhere. How do you see bringing all of that extra work into your role, into this amazing leadership role with the hospital?
I think I've learned a lot through my various experiences. So whether it's the community organizations, writing a book, being with other communities, and I feel like that's all gelling to help me accomplish that goal of being that leader for this organization to help take it to the next level. I think everything we do, whether it's meeting somebody for the first time, having the crazy idea of writing a book, or volunteering in the community, each one of those things is a lesson. And if you can pull all those lessons together, it all wraps up for success.
Ugh, perfect. Perfect way to close our time together. And how can we learn more about Lehigh Valley Health Network and Riley Children's Hospital?
Visit lvhn.org.
And thank you so much for joining us for this very first episode of A Closer Look.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, listeners, for making time for this engaging conversation. You can also find past episodes and other public affairs programming at wdiy.org and on all major podcast platforms. I'm Laurie Hackett, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Monday for more WDIY public affairs programming. And we'll see you next time on A Closer Look.
WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio, your trusted local NPR member station for over 25 years. Many choices, real voices.